Welcome to our Mid-Season Moms Podcast.
Three moms who gather together to give the sweet and sour take on raising our kids into young adults. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Cora.
I'm Angela.
And occasionally we'll have some guest hosts.
Hey, I'm going to say what we like are supposed to say in like podcasts, that this is episode one of season one. Ah, can you believe this? If you guys will push the subscribe button in the corner and subscribe to our channel, then you can catch all of our episodes. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Perfect. Okay, today we are talking about, well, first we're going to do some questions.
If you could jump into a pool of something, what would it be and would you do it for free?
What would you be willing to jump into for free?
Well, in high school, I did jump in. Well, I wrestled in Jell-O.
Well, then this isn't even a what-if scenario.
You've done it.
This has happened.
Yes, I have done
and
that.
And did you get paid?
Well, it was for Sub for Santa for high school.
Oh, it was for a good cause.
That was a good cause. That's I cannot believe your high school allowed you to wrestle in Jell-O.
Two girls wrestling in Jell-O for a good cause.
True.
There's no way that would fly.
It wouldn't now.
Were you in swimsuits?
I can't remember, but probably. Oh, I don't know. I can't
it's
remember.
It's like every teenage boy's dream. Seeing their high school.
Did this happen during school hours?
Yeah. Okay. It was an assembly.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Man, we lived in the good old days.
Yes, we did.
When no one got sued for things like that.
Just all good fun.
I probably would not jump into anything for free. Unless, money I would do things for. I would probably say Jell-O is what I would want to. But can you jump in Jell-O?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Can you, Cora?
Can you jump in it?
Like, it was just a pool full of a little teeny pool full of Jell-O.
The only thing I can think of is how much work it would be, too. Like, in my head, I think I should say confetti because I love confetti. But
Well, don't think of the logic behind it.
Yeah, we're not dreaming. We're dreaming big here.
If it could happen.
I would rather stand in a pool and have gallons of confetti poured over me slowly.
Well, that would be amazing.
And then swim in it.
That would be amazing. Yeah, okay, that'd be good.
I'd like that. But in the pool would make it so I didn't have to clean it up.
That would be super fun.
I know, right?
I want to come to that party.
I totally want to. Like, my 50th birthday, we're going big. We did confetti for 40. Let's do it for 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even bigger. Okay, well, just because my daughter's obsessed with Orbeez and I've been playing with them all week.
Oh, yeah.
That would be super fun.
It would.
It kind of would. And that wouldn't be too hard to make. We could do that.
Yeah. I think that would be really fun. And that wouldn't require money because it'd be a good time.
It would be fun.
That would be fun. It'd be kind of relaxing.
Yeah.
I bet people would pay for that in a spa. Our next job is opening a spa of Orbeez.
We could fill your hot tub.
We are dreaming big here.
Yes. That's what we want, to fill the hot tub. Yeah. I'm sure my husband would be happy with that. He babies it. Okay.
Well, here's another question, guys. What was the worst thing you lied to your parents about, even if they found out later? So mine happened when I was probably 11 or 12. I'll try and tell the fast version. Basically, my mom told me not to go to this kid's house. She left. Where did I go?
The kid's house.
His house. He had a dog. I've been to his house a billion times. Grew up with this kid. Dog bites me on the leg.
Shoot.
They go home. My mom's home. I need stitches. So we go to the doctor.
That bad?
Yeah. They're like, okay, well, we need to know what dog bit you because we got to make sure it has its shots and everything. So I'm like, I don't know. I was just on the street. I've never seen the dog before.
Oh, no.
So they're like asking me what street I was on. Basically what happened was I was framing another dog to get put down. Almost. We got really close. Finally, I came clean and I'm all, I went to their house when you were gone. I didn't want you to know.
I cannot believe you did that.
What'd your mom do?
My mom's pretty chill. So, and we were at the doctor's office. So that's even more embarrassing because
yes,
they're all, wow, good kid right there, lying about
that. So embarrassing.
Yeah,
so funny.
She was probably really mad, but I mean, I don't remember getting punished or anything.
That's funny.
Mine is. So I drove an old Blazer, a black Blazer, and my friend, it was cold, it was really cold, and she came and jumped up on top of my car and like pretended to kick the front window. Well, when she really kicked it, she ended up really kicking it and it shattered. And I totally, and my parents were like, how did this happen? And I said, it just happened. I have no idea. I don't know how
it just spontaneously busted.
I think it just had a crack and then it got really cold and it just, I don't think I ever told the truth.
You didn't tell the truth?
So.
They were like, oh, Cora, let's replace the windshield.
Yep, yeah. Pretty much.
Your mom is sweet like that. So mine is that I went to a sleepover at a friend's house and I had asked my dad. He gave me permission. At 3 a.m, the phone rang. My friend's phone, because we didn't have cell phones back there. So her like home phone. And she picks it up. My dad is on the phone and she's all, it's your dad. He's like, I'm coming to get you. You didn't have permission to do this. I had totally spaced that I had asked him. He like was asleep when I asked him. But what he didn't know until like I was married is that actually there were boys hiding outside the window. And so they had to hide in the bushes and like behind cars and stuff while my dad came to pick me up. So I got off the phone with my dad, opened the window, was like, go, 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 my dad's coming, he's coming. And they didn't believe me. And then all of a sudden he comes in a police car, mind you.
Right.
To come pick me up.
Oh, that's too
funny. It's still funny. But I really did have permission. Okay. Something we secretly hate, but everyone else seems to love. Apple Watches. Drive me crazy, and people think they're the coolest thing ever.
I'm not on board. I don't get those either.
Like, I don't understand.
I don't get those either.
But they're expensive too. But like, you see on like websites, like the wristbands, like all colored wristbands.
Oh yeah.
And I have Swatch. Not. Yeah, it's like Swatch. Angela, what's something?
The only thing that's popping into my mind immediately is onions. I hate onions. If there's onions in anything, I know it and it ruins the whole flavor and I just can't do it.
So even onion powder?
No, like onion flavoring is fine.
Chunks of onions?
The Olive Garden salad or even cooked onions I can taste.
I like onions.
And my family likes onions and like funeral potatoes. But
I don't put onions in funeral potatoes.
It's really big enough bit that we don't do that anymore.
That's funny. You're like, nope.
Or like the broccoli salad. I love broccoli salad, but everyone always puts onions in it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what it is about onions. They're just not my friend.
Mine would be something that's trending big with the younger kids right now are Crocs.
Oh, my word. Why are they back?
I love them so much. I'm so happy.
Stop it, Chelsea. Why are they back?
They're so ugly. But I will say I have a really bad foot. And Chelsea told me to get a pair, and they've seriously healed
plantar fasciitis for me.
Yeah, they've saved me, but I think they're for medical purposes.
Sure,
I'll wear them around my house and then take them off if anyone comes.
So you're on the Croc board.
I love Crocs. Love
that
them.
That is so funny.
But they're so comfortable.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear Crocs.
So I had to wear them for like 2 straight years. I had Croc slippers and Croc. Fur-lined to wear in the winter.
Oh my word.
So do I, because of my butt.
And Croc sandals and flip-flops. Like, I have owned every version of Croc. But my foot got better, so I haven't had to wear them. So I just kind of stopped buying them.
But you think they're cute?
They're fun. I
suffered through heels for a lot of years. Because they were really cute.
They are really cute. And they're sexy. They are.
And they make your legs look good.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. I wore them like last week to church and my kids were all, what's going on? And I'm like, just thought I'd make my legs look thinner.
Just 2 hours. I'm going to try it.
To give it a go. I just got on the dresses bandwagon. Kind of fun. They're kind of comfortable.
I like dresses most of all. Dresses are good. That's what I like to wear.
Like I bought 4 skirts. And every time I put them on, the kids act as if we're going somewhere fancy.
Fancy skirt.
Not a fancy skirt.
It's a summer skirt.
But yes. They're all, where are you going? Nowhere. Just
I put on a skirt. That phase, but my family's used to it by now.
But they're so cool compared to like shorts. Oh, I feel like I'm going to melt.
Dresses or skirts in the summer.
For sure. Cool. Okay. Three qualities about you that make parenting hard for you. One is that I'm a mother bear, and so I get my feathers ruffled a little bit. And I come on really strong, and then I back off really fast. But sometimes I can really put my foot in it way too early, and I need to learn. I'm learning to just let things play out and not try to protect my kids so much. Yeah. Another thing is I did not grow up with siblings. So the whole sibling dynamic thing is really hard for me. I don't get it, especially if they argue or fight at all. And my kids really don't, probably because it freaked me out so bad when they were little that I was like,
when they argued,
you've got to be nice. You've got to be nice. You know,
you're supposed to love each other. You're friends forever.
Yes, exactly.
All those stupid signs.
Yes. So they don't fight a lot, but when they do, it makes me so nervous. Kind of makes it hard for me to parent because they're all 3 years apart about, and I have a really hard time. The biggest thing in our house is fighting over clothes. The two girls fight over clothes.
Yeah.
So it's a big one.
Luckily, we have that boy in the middle, so there is 6 year gap between the girls. But they wear the same size right now. And then I'm a worrier, which makes life hard. Parenting hard and life hard. And I know it's pointless, and I've been told, and I've read books about it, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I still worry. It's in my DNA. My grandmother was the same way.
It's the heart of who you are.
So, mine are... number one, I have a quick temper. I was better when the kids were, or I'm better than I was when the kids were little. I used to just get heated so fast and be so angry. I'm a lot less quick tempered. But when I do get mad, I'm pretty angry and very loud.
I've seen it.
I think we've all seen it. A time or two.
Well, I'm loud, but I don't know.
Unless it's in the middle of the night, then you're not so loud.
No, but I can also yell whispering with my hand gestures, we both yelling. Can.
The mad arms.
We both can.
Well, we had an argument, Cora and I.
In the middle of the night, when all the kids are asleep. Yeah. And Ashlyn recorded it.
Yeah. She sat and recorded it.
So we're not yelling. Where were you? We're whispering. We're in St. George. In a soccer tournament. And we're whisper yelling. Okay. And our arms are just going.
And you didn't know she was awake recording you.
We didn't know she was recording.
She was awake, but we didn't know she was recording us. But it was so funny.
Seriously?
It was so funny.
I have to know what it was about.
So
who knows?
It was just like bed situations. We had two condos and it was all disheveled. And like the little girls had moved like a queen size bed into like another room in a condo we had rented. And I was all, you're kidding me, right? And they were with the adult children. And I thought, well, they got this. The adult children have it. No, they didn't. They did not have it. So I got angry, loud. Of course, kids aren't used to loud. So they were like tears. Chelsea hates me forever. Yeah. My kids were on that.
And then Mother Bear came out.
Then Chelsea, she got Mother Bear.
My kids hate you.
And then we just went going.
But it was funny.
It was funny. We were laughing about it and fighting in the same time.
Yes.
And then we were really laughing. The next morning when Ashlyn showed us that video.
And she said she sent it to her friend and they thought it was one of those shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians or something. Like, because we were so dramatic and like,
animated.
Ooh. Yeah. He's all, what is that? She's all, my mom and her friend fighting.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Quietly.
Sorry about the side note. I just had to know.
So, another problem is I'm a pushover for my kids. So, I can be like, oh, you need to do this now. And then I'm all, oh, somebody called. Never mind. Go make memories. You're going to only be young once.
Me.
And my husband's all, you need to stick to something. And I'm not a good stick to something type person with them. They can con me out of.
They know how to work, Mom.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. And also, I'm not a clean freak at all. So I didn't pass on like the best mothering habits of being like, hey, let's clean your room really fast. It's like, oh, we got to clean that room. That's going to be a day project because it's a disaster. So those are my bad ones.
Okay. Well, my first one was I just became a mom so young. I was literally 19 for a month. So
still can't believe that.
I didn't know what I was doing. And I just made things up. And then, of course, that's all you know. So then you just stick with it. But
here, all I just rolled the dice all the time.
Yeah. So I don't have my second. That goes right into my second one of being as like a go with the flow mother, which you guys both know that's just my personality
100%.
In general. But I used to remember talking to other moms about nap times and bedtimes and eating times. And I was like, what?
A schedule? What's that?
Don't we just let them go to bed when they're asleep? Or when they're tired? Or, like, if they're hungry, then give them food.
No schedule. I love it. For you.
So, the biggest one is that I was so young when I became a mom that I didn't find out who I was myself before becoming a mom.
Right.
So now I'm like, when my first child left the nest, this mom role that is the only person I know myself as, it was really hard. Know yourself before you have kids.
I agree.
Three qualities that make parenting easier for you. I really enjoy my kids. I did not think I would enjoy teenage years as much as I have enjoyed them. I actually tend to like them more than when they were little because they're sarcastic and funny. And I remember every time my kid finally got sarcasm and I was like, yes,
finally.
They just get fun. So that one's mine. So usually I kind of know a lot about what's going on in their lives. Like I can ask the right questions so I know what's kind of going on. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm sure they only tell us like 50%.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah. I have learned to let go of the little things. That was not something I was good at. We woke up at a certain time, we ate at a certain time, we napped at a certain time, we went to bed at a certain time, and if we were 15 minutes past that, I could not function. At like 7:15, I was all, I'm out, not a nice mom anymore. So thankfully, I'm getting a little better with that, but I also don't, if I get overwhelmed, I know to walk out and leave. Be like, I'm overwhelmed, I'm just gonna, you guys do your...
I gotta take a minute.
Yeah.
That's good.
Without it being like, you guys need to be quiet, I can just kind of walk away. So, but they are old enough to take care of themselves. I think my kids are amazing, but I don't think they're perfect. And I think that is a good quality because a lot of parents think their kids are perfect in every way.
Yes.
And I kind of 50-50 if I give them the benefit of the doubt or if I give the other person a benefit of the doubt. I know that they can be wrong and they can be at fault. And I try to make them suffer the consequences as much as I can when I'm trying to make life easy for them also.
It's a fine balance.
It's a fine balance. Angela.
Okay. So my go with the flow personality, I think, works in my favor also because we just have tons of great memories of times where we just decided to last minute go do something. And it was really fun.
So fun.
And we do that a lot. So I think that's worked in my favor also, even though it can be a negative thing as well. I had a great mom, so I feel like my mom also was imperfect. So I feel like I've been able to take things from the way I was parented and tweak them to either, you know, whatever way they need to go.
Right.
So, but my mom, she's pretty chill also. We didn't have bedtimes in the summer and stuff like that. So, she was a really good example to me of serving other people too. Like she would always be making something for the neighbors or, you know, whatever. So that was a really good example. And I am not great at it, but I try. So.
Hey, she got my Jackson cookies today. She got her cookies, and she was so excited. And she was so excited that they were delivered by Crumble.
Sometimes it's awkward to be like, oh, here you go.
Yeah.
So when you can get a delivery service to do that for you, that's...
Yeah.
That is nice.
And the last thing I think is being open-minded. I'm pretty open-minded, and I think that's a really good strength because, like you said, I don't think my kids are perfect, and a lot of times I'll hear a story and I'll be like, oh, that's totally my kid's fault. Like, before I've even heard their side of it, you know? I might tend to jump to the wrong side more often than defending my kids.
Right.
Which maybe isn't great, but I don't know. I can definitely recognize that my kids are going to be the cause of problems because everyone's kids are.
Yeah. Everyone's kids are.
Well, they're not. They're learning. And I always go back to they're learning. And as parents, we've got to all help all the kids learn, not just their own.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. But when you have to deal with the parents who will not look at both sides and just immediately
it's hard.
Know that their kid was not in the wrong, that's impossible.
Right. They're all, my and child would never do that.
Yeah. And I'm all, even if you like show sure. them a video of your child doing that.
I know.
And they still are like, no.
Yeah.
I can't handle it. So.
Yeah. They're all like, sweet, sweet. No, I don't do that.
Being open-minded is important.
True.
It is. Okay. This was a lot harder for me to answer than the other one.
That's funny.
Positives usually are.
Right? Yeah. I'm pretty good at talking to kids. Like, I've done it through work all these years. So I'm
right.
with teenagers. So I'm pretty good at, I learned how to talk to really troubled kids. My kids aren't too troubled. So it, yeah, I've learned. Another thing is my kids don't really fight because I wouldn't tolerate it. And that's been a positive thing too. Like, I don't understand the sibling relationship, but at the same time, maybe my just total intolerance of fighting has actually benefited me because it's been kind of nice to not have kids that fight big time.
I'm sure your family can play games. My family are too competitive.
Oh, really?
To play games. It's like, and even if we are trying to be kind, it still comes off to other people like that we're being super
mean.
But so you taught them better.
I don't know. I think I just shut it down really fast. I don't know. They don't really fight. And then I really like to be involved with them. And so that's been fun. Like, I like to volunteer. I like to be where they are and stuff. And a lot, my kids are super involved. And so it's required a lot of that.
Yes.
And I've been good with it. Like, I'm happy to do that. So.
Because there's always the moms that are like, oh, I don't want to help out.
And they don't do anything.
Nothing.
And they're annoying.
They are annoying. You gotta put.
But I enjoy it. It would be really hard if that's not something you enjoy doing, though.
But don't you think they're missing out?
Like, I do, yeah.
I love it.
Totally.
I love it. I love being the person that the whole team knows who you are.
Yeah.
They can all come to you, that type of thing.
I mean, it's not awesome to ride the bus to a field trip, necessarily.
No, it's not.
But.
No.
You get to see a different side of your child interacting with their peers.
Yeah.
That you don't get to see. So.
So true.
Yeah.
Well, and often the times that you go into volunteer aren't the like most prime. It's like Halloween and they're like crazy running around.
Yeah.
And so some people can't handle that.
It's true.
I think life is a party until I'm overwhelmed. Then it's not.
Then it's a hot party in my bedroom.
Then it's a party watching Netflix.
Yeah.
With a Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
Okay. What qualities do you admire in your co-hosts? So I'll start with Chelsea.
We wrote these down, by the way, without anyone knowing what we had just said. So, like, we wrote these down, like, a week and a half ago. So, even though it's just funny, because I've read them, and I feel like it's funny how much we recognized what you said and what you said and what I said in each other. So, it's funny.
Yeah.
So, you will make anything happen. If you need something to happen, Chelsea will make it happen. Whether it's the podcast or Sam's wedding in 6 weeks or dinners for sports teams or whatever. Chelsea will make it happen.
She makes it happen.
She's a go girl. She can make it happen.
So if Chelsea ever has this, oh, what if we did this? Like, you have to really be on board with it.
Yeah, she will do it.
It's going to happen. Right, Cora?
Yes.
Yes.
Such as the podcast.
And it's going to happen pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Angela, you just don't worry. At least you don't act like you worry. And I really admire that. You're super chill. You seem like, because you've had some hard things. in your life the last few years, and I'm like, is she okay? Are you okay? But you're always okay, or at least you pretend to be.
I'm usually pretty okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Those would be my things.
Okay. Well, Cora, of course, we've talked about it already. She's the mama bear.
It's not a positive thing.
It is a good thing.
It is a good
because
thing.
Because I'm not a mama bear. So I look at Cora and I'm like, oh my gosh, I think she loves her kids more than I love mine.
I know that's not true.
I know that's not true. But she just loves her kids fiercely. And she just protects them
at
all costs. And I love that. So, and then Chelsea, probably by listening so far, you can already tell me and Chelsea are pretty opposite. Because I'm a worker bee. Like, Chelsea says, will you plan this party? I'll be like, nope.
Deer in headlights.
But you can tell me, like, go to the store and buy balloons or go get the cake. And I'm all over it. So, yeah. So I just love that Chelsea, and she has spreadsheets for
Have a lot of spreadsheets. I write a lot of things down.
She's very organized. I love it.
Except not a clean freak.
No, I mean, which organized is, in like your
thoughts. Which is so interesting.
I kind of wish I had a little more of the other.
See, my husband's a clean freak, but he has no planning or organization skills. So they're totally separate.
Yeah, things. They must be.
They are, yeah.
So for me, Angela, she's like the fun mom to me. She's all, hop in the car, we're going to get a snow cone in a different city. And we're going to take pictures of it, and we're going to hike before it, and then we're going to, like, we're going to have be so fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to look flawless as I'm hiking, and I'm going to take a selfie. But I do admire that you can just drop everything and go. For me, I've got my checklist of stuff. So I admire that you can just fly by the seat of your pants. Cora, mama bear. Again, but this is why
I think I'm a crazy.
No, you're not. This is why I love her mama bear quality, because she will mama bear anyone she loves.
It's not just her own children.
It's just not her own children. Yeah. If my child was having something going on, I can 100% guarantee that Cora would have their back.
Yes.
And in 1 second, even if I didn't say anything, if I just wasn't there, she would be there, even for as an adult, like with her adult friends. She loves them to the core and will stand up for them.
Yeah.
So it's a good quality.
It is. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. It's gotten me in trouble a few times.
It's gotten other people in trouble a few times. Okay, so that is all we've got for this episode. I think we did pretty good, guys.
I think that was fun.
I know, right?
Hey, I hope it wasn't boring, but
it was 50 minutes long, guys.
Just a reminder and a disclaimer, we are just a handful of moms who are voicing our expressed opinions on certain topics. Mid-season moms should not be considered professional advice. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented by mid-season mom hosts are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk.